For K-State Research and Extension, I'm Jacob Weber with your Wildcat District Ag News Report. Freezing precipitation brings with it many hazards. One of these hazards is ice accumulations on walkways. This problem is often dealt with the use of ice melting products. However, ice melting products have the potential to harm landscape plants and damage concrete surfaces. There are five main materials that are used to melt ice. They include calcium chloride, sodium chloride, potassium chloride, urea, and calcium magnesium acetate. Calcium chloride is often used in many ice melting products. It is a powerful ice melter and works at a temperature down to minus 25 degrees Fahrenheit. If used by itself, it can form a slippery, slimy surface on concrete and other hard surfaces, and it is also fairly expensive. Plants are not likely to be harmed with calcium chloride unless excessive amounts are used. Sodium chloride, or rock salt, is the least expensive ice melting product available. It is not as effective as calcium chloride, being active only to approximately 12 degrees Fahrenheit. Rock salt has a greater potential to damage soil, plants, fresh concrete surfaces. Sodium buildup in the soil from extensive use of rock salt can also damage the soil structure. Another ice melting ingredient, potassium chloride, can also cause serious injury to evergreen plants when it is splashed onto the foliage. Both calcium chloride and potassium chloride can damage the roots of plants under high concentrations. However, potassium chloride does not damage the soil structure. Urea is a commonly available fertilizer that is also sometimes used as an ice melting ingredient. Urea is much less corrosive when compared to rock salt. However, it can contaminate surface water and groundwater with nitrate if used extensively. Urea is effective to about 21 degrees Fahrenheit, but be careful using this material as it is very damaging to fresh concrete. Calcium magnesium acetate, called CMA for short, is a newer type ice melting ingredient. CMA is made from dolomitic, limestone, and acetic acid. CMA works differently than other materials because it is not a type of salt that lowers the melting point of ice. This product works by preventing snow particles from sticking to each other and to the road surface. CMA has little effect on plant growth and is not damaging to concrete. Unfortunately, the performance of CMA decreases rapidly when the temperature drops below 20 degrees Fahrenheit. There is little need to worry about any of these ice melting products damaging plants if their use is limited to just a few times per year. Problems develop when these products are used or applied in excessive amounts and there is insufficient rainfall to wash the material from the plants or leach it from the soil. That's all for this report. I'm Jacob Weber, horticulturist for the Wildcat Extension District. At this time, I'm turning the microphone over to Josh Coltrane, agriculture agent for the Wildcat Extension District, stationed in the Girard office.